email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Owen Colfer, good afternoon.
Ray, how's it going?
It's good to see you in person.
It's nice to be here. It seems like days. Well, I'm in here all the time.
But you're not in...
In this studio.
Yeah, no, but you, and we've spoken a lot over the last 18 months, but it's always been on Zoom or the phone or something like that.
It is nice to be here. It's nice to be coming back into the studios again.
Yeah.
I didn't notice there was lots of parking here now. So.
Well, a lot of people are working remotely.
Yeah. I think in RTE, people always work remotely intellectually. So.
You might think that, but I couldn't possibly comment.
I'm not talking about anyone specific.
No, of course you're not, of course.
Certainly not Radio 1.
Get what they deserve. Nothing to do with people who work in RTE. It's the name of the Fowle twins.
It's the...
third of the trilogy.
Yeah. Oh, it's the last nail in the Fowle coffin. That's it now. I'm done. So this is the final Fowle adventure.
So this would be 13, I suppose.
I think it's 13. That's not even including the various graphic novels and other kinds of presentations. But yeah, for me, that's it now. That's not a great advert for a book.
No, but fans of Artemis Fowle and the Fowle twins will love this. But it's obviously a sad day for you that you're saying goodbye.
It's kind of sad, but also you get to a time where you feel that I probably wouldn't be allowed to do jury duty now if anyone looked at my resume. So it's time to move on to more grown-up stuff like dragons, time travel.
Because I was just reading there, you met Seamus Heaney once, and this is a thing you've spoken about before, so it's obviously always there at the back of your head that you've not been taken seriously. This is the man who's a brilliant poet. You could have asked him about anything.
Could I do a leprechaun story? That's what I want to know.
And what did you ask him?
I said to, first of all, he used to kind of ironically call me Dr. Colfer every time he saw me. And I met him in the airport in New York once. I said, "Seamus, how's it going?" And I was kind of needling him, and I was saying, "Seamus, why come you win all these medals? And, I've only won like 2 awards. You've won about 50. He said, what's the difference?" And he said, "Owen, I have a linen cap." And I think that's what he was saying. He's been very nice. Get yourself a cap.
I've noticed that Joe Duffy has taken to wearing a hat.
There you go.
There
you go. Yeah, he wants to be taken seriously. gets a hat.
Yeah, and not a baseball hat. We're talking something.
A proper, like, floppy linen hat or something. Right. A flat cap, maybe. Yeah, okay. That's what you want.
You don't want to be taken seriously, though, do you?
No, I did once. I think after about 10 years of writing kids' books, I did a few adult books.
Yeah. I remember a soldier returning from the Lebanon.
Yeah, and I did a lot of research into that. And it did really well, but I didn't feel any different. And I still wanted to write the kids' books, so I just went back to it.
Hmm.
I do the odd. I mean, I did High Fire a couple of years ago. And that was really, that was my most successful book, I think, since Artemis. So,
And you said you did that graphic novel.
Yeah, Illegal.
Yeah.
That was quite serious.
Yes, that's serious message.
I need to work with someone else if I'm being serious, because I just can't, I just don't have the temperament after about 5
Sorry,
minutes.
I'm not
well, you know me, you know what I'm like. So after about 5 minutes, I just can't. I just start making jokes. And so you need someone serious-minded to tell me this is not the place for that joke, this is a really serious subject. So usually if it's a serious thing, I'm working with someone else.
Who brings the serious to it.
Yeah.
It's a big week in your house.
Yeah.
Because you're the release of the book.
Yes.
That's one thing. And the other thing is, I don't know if which is more important, is that you're celebrating your 30th wedding anniversary.
On the same day, yesterday, the book came out on our wedding anniversary, myself and Jackie, 30 years married. So yeah, that is obviously the more important thing.
Obviously.
Ray.
And so 30 years, my word.
Yeah.
Childhood sweethearts.
We met in Leaving Cert at a debate. So
they were great for meeting the opposite sex, weren't they?
Just get you out of the school and off to see someone in a skirt who was not a Christian brother. It was great. So I saw Jackie going in and in her green uniform, and she had little punky spiky hairdo, and I said to my friend, "Who is that?" And he said, "That's my first cousin." I said, "Come here and give me a hug, pal." So he organised an intro, and a couple of weeks later he met out of Kaylee, and from there it was a No Name Disco, if you remember those.
I used to DJ at No Name Discos all over the country.
Yeah, they were great. Yeah. So if you don't know, it was a disco for kids, and there was no alcohol.
Mm.
And we we hit it off there. And it was there I heard the second best insult I ever got, because it was kind of meta. We went to the fancy dress, and I think Jackie was Catwoman, and I was David Bowie. I had the stripe on my face, and some fella said to me, "Who are you supposed to be, David Bowie?" And that was, and you think about that as genius. It's like, you're obviously not David Bowie, or your fancy dress is the worst thing ever. And the best one was also Wexford, when I was shouted at from a guy in a doorway. And this one, Artemis was number one all over the world. And he said, "Ha, but you look at him and his books." It doesn't even mean anything, but it's brilliant, because he's taken your only positive and turned it into a negative.
It's like, and what is implied there is, who do you think you are with your books? Yeah. Who, look at you. Who do you think you are with your books?
As if you think that makes you somebody, which I did.
Yeah.
And so it was very good.
So 30 years together.
Yeah.
And Jackie reads every book.
Well, I would say she reads the novels.
Right.
She's kind of my first port to call with the novels. And I can tell watching her, like, how many laughs per minute or how, if it's good or if it's working. So yeah, she's always been my kind of my partner and everything. So we're writing as well as kids and life. So yeah, I've been extremely lucky.
How did you celebrate the 30th?
We just had a nice dinner last night, and we went to a lovely restaurant, Brasserie in Monkstown, and they brought us over a little cake and had a little song. And I was showing them pictures of us, 30 years ago, and they were saying, "Well, Jackie hasn't changed." And they kind of look at you as if, "You mean your hair wasn't always white?" So, but they're great. They're really nice.
They should have hair.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't know, and I just went through. Do you play vinyl at home?
Play vinyl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said violin there.
No, violin. So yeah. Would you go for Beatles or Nirvana?
Oh, Beatles. I'm a huge Beatles fan, just in the last year.
There you go.
You're kidding.
On air, live at the BBC, Volume 2, The Beatles, unopened.
That is, Ray, that's fantastic.
Three heavyweight vinyl discs, including 37 previously unreleased tracks.
That's great, because I'm having dinner with Paul McCartney next week.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No. Usually you go for those, but not even that was too much.
I never go for those.
No, you should.
I just let you think you get away with it.
Oh, well, you're a very good actor then.
So you are obviously Paul over John.
I think I would be, but my favourite song, I think, is Day in the Life, and that's Paul and John. It's really actually divided into Paul and John, so it's I love that song.
And has that documentary, is it out yet, or is it
coming
out?
No, I think it's out November, December, but it looks amazing. It looks absolutely fantastic, so I can't wait to see it.
Jenny was entertaining me one of the days over the weekend. She was reading an interview with Paul McCartney about yesterday.
Yeah.
About he woke up in the middle of the night and thought it was a song that he'd heard somewhere.
I heard that. I've done that with entire books. I wrote a book and I went, "Oh my God, that is almost exactly like The Count of Monte Cristo." So, and I still published it. But
how do you protect? Because the last time we were talking, it wasn't on air, you recommended Ian McGuire's book.
Oh, The North Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic book, yeah.
Yeah, so I've started, but Books for Work took over.
Yeah.
So I'll go back to it. And it's on BBC now with Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Have you watched that?
I haven't, but Colin is getting amazing reviews.
Yeah.
And I have seen about 2 seconds of Colin in the Batman movie, like everyone else has seen the trailer. And he just steals. If you can steal a trailer without having a costume on you, if you can, in a fat suit, steal a trailer from Batman, that says something about your acting.
Because he was in Artemis Fowl.
He was.
The movie, yes. Yeah. And you met him?
I met him years ago. We did an amnesty thing in New York and he was the MC. And he's the most charming guy. Everyone just, he just walks into a room and everyone loves him immediately. He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
I think him, possibly, and Joe Duffy have that. They're the only two people I know. And Dustin, maybe. And that's it.
So will you be going back on the road now too, that lockdown is sort of over?
I just got my first invite to a festival yesterday in 2022 in Belgium. So obviously the Belgians are the outliers, so they're starting to invite people to their festivals already. But I mean, we were supposed to be in New York this week touring, and we're kind of dovetailing that with the anniversary, and Jack was going to come over, we're going to have a nice time. So I was disappointed that was cancelled. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back out on the road and meeting people. But I am stepping away a bit from all that as well. I've been doing it for 20 something years now, so I'm slowing down a little bit.
Retiring? No.
No, I'm not retiring, but I probably just won't do these long 2 month tours.
Yeah.
I'll just do festivals and nice things like that. So I'm looking forward to that.
What would you? What's the thing that you think you might do, but maybe you think you can't do? Do you know what I'm saying?
Tightrope walking.
No, I mean when it comes to writing.
Oh. I would like to do a romantic comedy. I have a great idea for a romantic comedy. It's about a friend of mine who was a composer and a conductor, classical, and he had a very strange adventure in France. And if Sarah's listening, he knows the one I'm talking about. And I'd like to write that. So it's like a romantic comedy based in the classical music world.
Right.
Which is, I don't know.
A novel or a TV program.
A novel, yeah. So I can just see myself writing it, and every page you try, I'm saying, no farts, no fart jokes. Don't do it. And try and stay serious for the entire book. But I'd love to
and
do
would
that.
And would you have to have love scenes in that?
I've tried to write love scenes for my adult books. I just can't do it. It just seems so silly. I mean, and it's not that they're silly. It's just that I can't write them. The only love scene I ever liked on telly was, there was a movie called The Tall Guy, I think, and Jeff Goldblum and Emma Thompson were in love, and they had a love scene. And it just, everything happens as it does happen, you know.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah, yeah, and I thought, fair play, that looks great.
Yeah.
But the kind of, you know, the Sean Connery's type things.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Are the 50 Shades of...
Because, you know, Sally Rooney was talking about her love scenes, and she had sort of a bit of a speed wobble.
Yeah.
Thinking they should be taken out, and then the editors convinced her to leave them in. Would there be a case, for example, if you went to, that you...
With Artemis Fowl?
That, no, home. if you got to write this, that you draft somebody in to write the, you know...
Yeah. Are you auditioning here?
Feature. Love scenes by...
No, one time I had a love scene in the first crime book.
Yeah.
And there was a love scene in there, and I'd written it, and I remember going to talk to my mother, and she said, yeah, you're doing a crime book. And I was like, she said, yeah. I said, well, I can't wait for me and the ladies group to choose that as our book. And I said, right. Sorry, I know Mam's listening, so sorry, Mam. But I just don't know what it is about. Maybe it's an Irish thing. I just feel a bit silly trying to write those.
Get What They Deserve, The Fowl Twins, third in the trilogy, is out now. You're in the Dublin Book Festival, and you can find out dublinbookfestival.com about that November 12th. And you're also part of Wonderfest, wonderfest.ie. Say happy anniversary to Jackie.
It'll do.
Enjoy your week and whatever you're
thanks
doing.
Thanks for this. That's the best present.
Enjoy it.
That's
there you
fantastic.
Go.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And whatever you're doing, do it safely. Yeah.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.